I am Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Welcome to the podcast. Hi, I'm Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. So today I wanted to talk about kind of a touchy topic, if you will, because it's a lot deeper than most people think. So the other day I was watching a video about with a college choir, and the whole video was really beautiful, except for one thing which really caught my eye. And it was one girl, and she was right in the front, but she was wearing a very, very low cut shirt. And I'm just like, does she know who she's representing? And so lots of people like to talk about dress for success, or like modesty, or like the whole debate about how we presenting ourselves, or just like judging people on their personality by the clothes they wear. But you know, like, why should we care? Is there power in how we present ourselves? And after watching that video, I was just kind of having those thoughts, and I was like, there is a lot more to wearing clothes than most people think. And so my mind was just kind of going around, just kind of thinking. I'm like, this would make an interesting topic. So here we go. So I was just thinking about a lot of things, and this thought came up. It was really dramatic, but really important. Just hold on. Just get it in your brain. Just listen to this, okay? If you were an ambassador for your nation, how would you present yourself? Like, how would you dress when you would walk into that massive, really, really important meeting? Would you just walk in like half awake, like wearing your street clothes with, I don't know, like a jelly stain on the right sleeve? No, of course you wouldn't, right? So would you agree with me that there is power in how you present yourself in certain areas of life? Yeah. But as a quick disclaimer, I am not saying that looks are everything. I am absolutely not saying that. I'm just making a point that there is a way to present yourself, and just kind of like, I guess, business hacks, because some people might think that dressing for success is outdated, but I promise you it's not. So, but don't make looks the center of your world. It's honestly the inside that counts. So just keep that in mind. Okay. Now, number one, is dressing for success still a real tip? I think it is. There's a saying that for a first impression of any kind, people will make a judgment about you in just 4 seconds. And that impression, that judgment about you, can last in that person's mind for years. Not 4 years, but years to come. But also 65% of bosses are interviewing for their next potential employees. They say that the deciding factor between like identical people with identical resumes is their clothes. So maybe dressing for success is a little cliche for like if you have a job, but what about home life? Like, what about if you work from home? Maybe you're a stay-at-home parent, or maybe you just do like a bunch of work from the comfort of your own home. And I can relate to that. When I would try to do homework in the past or whatever else, and still in the clothes I had slept in from the night before, I might as well have been asleep. Like, there was nothing going on over here. But the quality of my work and how much I got done that day went up, justified changed into day clothes. Like, that's pretty much honestly what caused that big change in my life to occur. But honestly, it doesn't have to just be what the clothes you wear. It could just be like personal hygiene, or keeping a clean desk, or making your bed. It could just be as simple as taking care of the things you already have, or just ironing a shirt or pants. So dressing for success doesn't have to be like a big elaborate chore. It could just be like, just brush your teeth in the morning, honestly. Okay, so next, two, are we what we wear, and does how, what we wear influence how we present ourselves to others? Yeah, that's a big thing. I would say that a little bit of what we wear does kind of show a little bit about ourselves, but it definitely does not tell everything. It should not be how we judge others based on what they're wearing, okay? And also, you are not going to be able to please everyone. So just leave that. Just forget about that. Abraham Lincoln's wife, Mary Todd Lincoln, no matter what she wore, anything she did was never good enough for the public, for publicity, It was never good enough for anybody. So eventually she's just like, I'm not going to be able to please anybody. And that's what happens to a lot of us. We don't have to conform to what everybody else is wearing. We don't have to worry about, like, is anybody, like, going to judge me on what I'm wearing? There is, of course, there is something how you present yourself, and just on that in a minute, but don't worry about pleasing everybody. That's not what we're about, right? And next, in my experience, how we present ourselves, it comes down to one thing. It comes down to our intentions. What's going on? Would you agree that what's going on the inside of us will eventually show up on the outside? And that can kind of happen in our clothes, but it'll show up in our mouths, and out of our hearts, our mouths will speak. But what we're feeling will come up on the inside, whether it's like body language, tone, yeah, and clothes. And if you're dressing to impress, okay, that's fine. But there is a fine line between, like, modesty, I guess, and, like, showing off every part of your skin. So there are intentions. Like, what's your intentions with being modest? Like, what's your intentions with, like, wearing, like, showy clothes? Like, skimpy, I guess. I mean, I'm not judging you. If you want to wear a dress, honestly, go for it. Do whatever you like. But I'm just saying that intentions are everything with what you wear. And some people, it's like you're walking, it's like, don't judge, don't judge, don't judge. It's just like intentions. Check your heart, okay? So I hope that makes sense. But there is something to be said about, like, what we wear. Did you know that showing, like, ourselves off in a certain way is actually a sign of insecurity? Yeah. But if you know someone who, like, wears, like the shortest, tightest, whatever clothes, it could actually be a sign of insecurity. I'm not judging anyone. It's just, like, there has been studies and articles published about this. But you don't have to dress like everybody else either. I mean, you can be modest. You don't have to dress like everybody else. I mean, like 2 years ago, my mom's like, you're going into high school, Grace. You can't just wear, like, jeans and t-shirts all the time. I'm like, but mom, that's what I wear. And she's just like, no. And so we went and got a bunch of do stuff, and only to find out in high school, that's what everybody wears, jeans and t-shirts. Now you know. Now you know that. You don't have to learn that the hard way. So you don't have to dress like everybody else, and you don't have to conform to what's showing on the magazines or Instagram or Facebook or whatever. You don't have to dress like everybody else. You can be you. You can be comfortable in what you wear. It is kind of hard to talk about this stuff. Not a lot of people want to, because some people are just like, people just love me for who I am, for what I am. And yeah, I get what you mean. I see both sides. I see the sides of where you get that from. I hear the debates on, like, dressing nicely, or you shouldn't have to dress nice, or you shouldn't wear this or that for this reason and whatever. It's all, everybody has their own opinions, but I believe that, this is including me, I have my own opinion on style and clothing, but it's, for me, it's all intentions. But all I know is that regardless of what you're wearing, there is power in a clean desk, there is power in personal hygiene, there is power in brushed teeth, unwrinkled shirts, and smiling. So, but as far as you are what you wear, hey, intentions are everything. So you don't have to be the kind of person where you're always looking for the next, like, what, like, the next style. You don't have to be that. You should always be working on what's on the inside, because that's the thing, we should always be striving to improve. You don't have to work on what's going on the outside. You don't have to get all caught up in that. I just really want to emphasize that. But we should always be working on striving to improve on the inside, okay? So I hope this encouraged you, and it would really mean a lot to me if you would like and share this. And I will see you next week. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to leave a review and subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. You can also check us out at hometreats.org to hear our story and see where else you can find us on social media. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.